nothing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Pader, Pader Town Council, along Padulu Road. Worship with us on Sundays, 9 a.m., Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. for prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us. Please call +256 705 386 452 or +256 770 02372. Or send a mail to Radio Transmissions at Lovell360.com. This is the continuation of the message, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah. Start learning to enjoy your life and you'll be amazed at what happens. See, remember this. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. There's a difference between joy, the joy of the Lord, and joy in the Holy Ghost. There are three different things. You can have joy in its natural phenomenon, and you can have the joy of the Lord. Now, the joy of the Lord is that joy that springs up from what the Lord has done. He said, look what the Lord has done, and we rejoice. Glory to God. We rejoice in what the Lord has done. Joy in the Holy Ghost, on the other hand, is that joy that is evoked from your spirit when you are filled with the Spirit. That's the joy in the Holy Ghost. It's a joy that's evoked in your spirit when you're filled in the Holy Ghost. And usually it's expressed in some shouting, in some singing, in some outbursts, you know. You are dancing in the Holy Ghost. Yeah, that's joy in the Holy Ghost. It's usually not connected to something that has happened, something that you received, something that the Lord has done. Not necessarily, but it's connected to a move of the Spirit of God within your spirit. Sometimes you don't even know in your mind why you are rejoicing so, because it's not coming from your mind. It's like when you're speaking in other tongues and you come to the point where you're laughing in the spirit and you're singing in the spirit. It's not because of anything that you can connect it to at the moment, but it's just bubbling from within you. Glory to God. That's joy in the Holy Ghost. And it's all good. They're all nice. We should be joyful because we're children of God. We should have the joy of the Lord because of what He's done in our lives, what He's done for us. We say, look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. And so we relish that. And then also, we should have joy in our spirits, joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy. That's why it tells us that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So learn to enjoy the moment. Learn to enjoy your life. And when you start enjoying your life, you'll be helping other people enjoy their life. There are too many people who are suffering for nothing, just unhappy for nothing. They're aging for nothing. And they don't know. They look at their lives and they can't find anything to be happy about. There's nothing to be happy about. And when they come around others who are happy, they say, why is everybody happy here? They don't even use the word happy. They say, why is everybody like this? And then you say, oh, well, it's a good day. Is that why? And they just hiss and go. Because they are very serious. You know, life is serious for them. They are here for business. I'm here to work. Work, 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 work. And the more they work, the less they are recognized for what they do. And then they become more and more frustrated. Look at Mary, sitting at Jesus' feet, and the master enjoying her presence. Yeah, and Martha's working. And Jesus looks over and says, Martha, Martha, why are you suffering like this? That's the paraphrase of what, you know. So you are worried about so many things. And did he go ahead to solve a problem? No. He was aware. He said, you are troubled and upset about many things. He didn't say, let me try to solve them. No. He said, Mary has gotten the solution. Consult her. That was it. Because he recommends, you know, so he says, Mary has gotten the answer. And he didn't say anything more to matter. You think if God knows my problem, he should solve it. He's not like that. He doesn't solve your problem because he knows it. No. So you can suffer and suffer and suffer. And you say, but I'm in ministry. Why am I suffering like this? I'm in ministry. I'm working in ministry. Is this how ministry is? Then some, you know, sometimes there are people who think, some people are enjoying and some people are suffering. It's not fair. The inequality in the society is also in the church. Who is the cause of the inequality in the society? It's a devil. Okay, who is the cause of the inequality in the church? Is it the same devil? The cause of inequality in the society is human response. It's human response, good or bad, human response. Whether some people are wicked, it's their response. Frustrated people make others frustrated. Look at that guy who killed people in Norway. He was frustrated. He said he was fed up. He didn't want Muslims to take over Europe. That's what he said. And he'd rather die and kill others. He's going to get the attention of the government, and the government must be blamed for what he's going to do. So he goes on rampage, kills so many people, and says the government is responsible for trying to allow the Muslims to take over Europe. That's the reason he killed 76 people. Horrible. And he's not repentant. That's a frustrated man. Same thing with the terrorists. All the other terrorists, they're all frustrated, trying to get attention. Frustrated people are murderers. So you can be very dangerous if you're frustrated. You can be very dangerous. There's no telling how far you would go if your frustration is allowed to continue. Maybe that's why God is asking me to talk to you. Frustrated people are dangerous. They are a time bomb. Dangerous. One frustrated fellow can ruin a lot of good. But you have a choice. That choice is either to drop, you know, lay your frustration aside and move on, or keep your frustration and remain frustrated. Can you see it? It's a choice. And when you are not happy, you can't fulfill the call of God in your life. That's the dangerous part of it. You can't fulfill the call of God. You won't be the person that you're supposed to be. You'll be living a different life from the life you're supposed to be living. And you'll be blaming someone else for it continually. How long will you blame someone else for your failures? How long? We vent our frustrations on others all the time. We want them to be unhappy because we are unhappy. We find no reason why they should be happy when we are unhappy. And the chain reaction is that we have a frustrated society. Praise God. You can change that, right? Would you want to change that? Okay, let's look at a couple of scriptures here. One thing is needful, right? Let's see what that one thing is. Psalm 27. Read verse 4. Okay, great. I want to read it to you from the Amplified Version. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek, inquire for, and insistently require. One thing, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, in his presence all the days of my life, to behold and gaze upon the beauty, the sweet attractiveness, and the delightful loveliness of the Lord, and to meditate, consider, and inquire in his temple. One thing have I desired of the Lord. What is David saying here? To be in his presence. That's what he's saying.
Hallelujah.
This message is titled, Maintain a Joyful Heart. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS. Or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
Do you want your music to go viral? Are you looking at promoting your business and don't know how? Or are you just looking for a way to be heard in the media space? Then look no further. We at Love Old Radio guarantee you the right exposure you need. From music to business promotions, jingle productions to event coverage, all you need to do is name it, and we got it, because no one does it better like we do. Because when we do, we bring our A-game at pocket-friendly rates. Absolutely amazing. For more details, please contact +234-812-344-5783 or send an email to loveoutradio123@gmail.com. You could also reach us in social media, Instagram, loveoutradio_radio, Facebook at loveoutradio, Twitter at loveoutradio. Hurry now. The Love Old Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult, and they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus, the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Pader, Pader Town Council, along Padulu Road, Worship with us on Sundays, 9 a.m., Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. for prayer and counseling. Or to share your testimony with us, please call +256 705 386 452 or +256 770 02372 or send a mail to Radio Transmissions at Lovell360.com. This is the continuation of the message, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah. Psalm 27, read verse 4. Okay, great. I want to read it to you from the Amplified Version. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek, inquire for, and insistently require. One thing, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, in his presence all the days of my life, to behold and gaze upon the beauty, the sweet attractiveness, and the delightful loveliness of the Lord, and to meditate, consider, and inquire in his temple. One thing have I desired of the Lord. What is David saying here? To be in his presence, to live in his presence. That's what he's saying. To live in his presence, to function in his presence, to recognize his presence. That's what Mary did. Mary recognized that presence and was attracted to that presence, was attracted to his teaching, to his word, and prized it above other things. And the Lord said, it's just one thing you need, and this is it. Why? Because you see, that one thing will equip you for everything else in life. Praise God. Turn to Matthew chapter 6, and we'll read from verse 25. Matthew chapter 6, St. Matthew's Gospel chapter 6, and we're reading from verse 25. Are you there? Okay. He says, therefore I tell you, and Jesus is talking here, therefore I tell you, stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious, and worried. About your life. About your life. Stop being uneasy about your life. Stop being worried about your life. Oh, if you could stop worrying about your life. If you could stop worrying about your life. This is what you shall eat or what you shall drink or about your body. What you shall put on greater in quality than food and the body far above and more excellent than clothing. Look at the birds here. Jesus saying this. This is wonderful. Look at the birds reap. Not gathering the bands, and yet your heavenly Father keeps feeding them. Are you not worth more than they? And who of you, by worrying and being anxious, can add one unit of measure, one cubit to his stature, or to the span of his life? And why should you be anxious about clothes? Consider the lilies of the field and learn thoroughly how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon, in all his magnificence, excellence, dignity, and grace, was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is alive and green, and tomorrow is tossed into the furnace, will he not much more surely clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore do not worry and be anxious, saying, what are we going to have to eat? Or what are we going to have to drink? Or what are we going to have to wear? For the Gentiles, the heathen, wish for and crave and diligently seek all these things. And your heavenly Father knows well that you need them all. He knows you need them. He says, don't be worried. Worrying is affecting you. It's changing your life now. Why are you so worried? He says, do not worry or be anxious about tomorrow. I like that. That's the 34th verse. Don't be worried or anxious about tomorrow. I told you yesterday, two things that destroy today's happiness. They are yesterday's regret and the fear of tomorrow, the dread of tomorrow, the worries of tomorrow. We haven't even gotten there yet. We're already worried. The fear of the future. Fear of the future doesn't necessarily mean, oh, I don't know what's going to happen to the country. It doesn't have to go that far. It can be as little as you're going to the office and you're dreading what's going to happen at the office today. You can be dreading a meeting that has just been called All managers have been called for a meeting. Hey, what is happening again? See, you haven't even gotten there yet. You haven't heard why. Why some are very happy because they're thinking they're going to get something out of this. Did they say, well, we're having a meeting? Did they say, I heard they said, we have a meeting. All managers, see, you're dreading the meeting already. It's robbing you of present happiness. Decide to be happy today. Don't allow the frustration. Even in our attempt to be happy, we can become frustrated. You know that. Nobody's going to spoil my joy. Nobody. I'm going to be happy today. Nobody's going to. You're frustrated. Nobody's going to spoil my joy. Nobody. Nobody. Pastor said to be happy. I'm going to be happy. You're not happy. You're already manifesting frustration in attempt to be happy. Okay, look at verse 33. It says, but seek, aim at, and strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness. What does that mean? His way of doing and being right. I love that expression. God's ways of doing things. God's ways of being right. I told you one time, you know, when I have issues with people, I don't try to find out who's right and who's wrong. I like to know what is God's righteousness in it. What does God want? Not whether A or B is right. And then all these things, ooh, I like it. He says, all these things taken together in one package. See, when God blesses you, he doesn't go, one, and I'll give you A, and I won't give you B. Okay, I'll give you C, and I'll leave out D. He says, all these things taken together will be given you beside. That means an addition. All these things taken together in one package. When God blesses you, you are blessed, brother. You're blessed, sister. He blesses you in one full package. Everything is in it. Say this. Say, I'm very smart.
I'm very smart.
I'm very intelligent.
I'm very intelligent.
That's important. That's important. I'm very smart. I'm very intelligent. I know who I am. Hallelujah. Just another thought. Can I make my life simpler? Because your life can be very, very complex, you know? You can have a very complicated life, you know? Can you make your life simpler? You can make your life less complicated. Less complicated. Make yourself happier. How can you do? They say that man is very easygoing. I'm not talking about the man that says he's very easygoing. I'm talking about simplicity in Christ. Okay? There's a simplicity in Christ. God's not complicated. There's a simplicity in Christ. That's what I'm looking at. Hallelujah. Okay. Think about this. What about when you go through some ill treatments? Have you been treated badly? Have you ever been treated badly? You can be treated badly at home, in a neighborhood. Okay, let's look at a couple of scriptures here. James chapter 5, I will read to you from verse 13. Have you noticed what it says? Glory to God. He says, is anyone among you afflicted, ill-treated, suffering evil? He should pray. I like that. He didn't say he should talk back. He should get bitter. He should complain. He said, he should pray. Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +256 705 386 452 or +256 770 023 72 or send a mail to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Pater, Pater Town Council, along Padule Road. Worship with us on Sundays, 9 a.m., Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +256 705 386 452 or +256 770 023 72 or send a mail to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This message is titled Maintain a Joyful Heart. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.levelradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.